Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz met with South Florida activists yesterday at her offices in Sunrise. As WLRN intern Kathleen Dubow tells us, they discussed the Trump administration's policy of separating children from their parents at the border.
Last month, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a border policy that separates children from their parents.
I have to create a comprehensive immigration reform policy that ensures that, yes, we can protect our border, but at the same time have a rational immigration reform.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz says that 1,000 children are being held inside a federal compound in Homestead.
We have other types of visas can be able to be continued. We don't need a completely unnecessary border wall, and we need the administration to end their family separation policy right now.
Wasserman Schultz says she will visit a detention center in Brownsville, Texas later this week. The facility is housing children that have been separated from their parents. I'm Kathleen Dubow in Miami.
And Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson plans to visit the Homestead Temporary Shelter for Unaccompanied Children today to meet with federal officials and get a firsthand look at the facility. It's not yet clear if the children housed there have been separated from their families at the border or were unaccompanied when they crossed the border. Nelson has urged the Trump administration to stop its policy of separating families. He filed legislation in the Senate earlier this month to prohibit the U.S. Department of Homeland Security from continuing to do so. And Nelson's Republican opponent in the Florida Senate race, Governor Rick Scott, is distancing himself from the controversy engulfing the Trump administration over this policy. Scott told reporters yesterday he does not support the policy, but he avoided directly criticizing the Trump administration. Instead, he blamed politicians in Washington for failing to reach an accord on immigration reform. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.